Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Happy Easter, everyone. May the risen Lord shine upon you. Today is Easter Sunday, April 5th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John. St. John writes, "When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scriptures, that he had to rise from the dead." The Gospel on this Easter Sunday invites us into the quiet mystery of the empty tomb. There are no crowds here, no proclamations yet, no trumpets of victory. Only two disciples entering a place of death and discovering something they cannot yet fully understand. Simon Peter arrives and goes into the tomb. The Gospel carefully notes that he sees the burial cloths lying there and the cloth that had covered Jesus' head folded and set apart. These small details are not accidental. They are signs, silent witnesses, that something extraordinary has happened here. If the body of Jesus had been stolen, the clothes would not have been carefully arranged. Thieves do not pause to fold linens. What Peter and the beloved disciple encountered is not chaos, but order. The tomb is empty, yet strangely peaceful. Death has not been disturbed. It has been conquered. Then the beloved disciple enters. The Gospel simply says, "He saw and believed." Notice what the evangelist tells us next. They did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Faith came before full understanding. This is often the way God works in our lives, too. We are given glimpses before explanations. We encounter signs before certainty. The beloved disciple did not yet grasp the entire mystery of the resurrection, but something in that empty tomb awakened faith within him. Sometimes we imagine that faith comes after we have resolved every question. But the Gospel reveals the opposite. Faith is often the first step into the mystery. Peter and the beloved disciple stand at the threshold of a reality far greater than they can comprehend. The resurrection is not merely the return of Jesus to life. It is the beginning of a new creation. The power of sin and death, which had seemed so final on Good Friday, has been shattered. Yet the disciples do not fully realize it yet. Easter begins quietly. It begins in darkness before dawn. It begins with a stone rolled away. It begins with folded clothes in an empty tomb. And it begins in the human heart with a simple fact or a simple act of trust. The beloved disciple believed not because he had every answer, but because he had loved the Lord deeply. Love opened his eyes before knowledge could catch up. This is an important lesson for us as well. we often stand before the mysteries of God, much like the disciples at the tomb. We encounter moments in our lives that we cannot fully explain, unexpected grace, surprising hope, forgiveness where bitterness once lived, life emerging where everything seemed lost. In those moments, the Lord invites us not first to analyze, but to believe. Easter tells us that God is always working beyond what we can see. The resurrection proclaims that despair is never the final word, that suffering does not have the last claim on human life, and that death itself has been transformed. The folded cloth in the tomb is a quiet sign of divine victory. Christ did not flee death. He passed through it and emerged in glory. Because he lives, everything changes. Our wounds are not the end of our story. Our failures are not the final chapter. Even the grave is no longer the last word. The resurrection means that the deepest, darkest, of the human condition has already been entered and overcome by Christ. But Easter also calls us to step into that mystery ourselves. Like the beloved disciples, we are invited to enter the tomb, to look honestly at the places of loss, doubt, and fear in our lives, and there discover the surprising presence of God. Faith grows not by avoiding the tomb, but by encountering the risen Lord who has already been there. And so today the church proclaims with joy, the tomb is empty. The world may still seem burdened by suffering and uncertainty, yet the decisive victory has already been won. Christ is risen. Life has triumphed over death. The folded cloth remains a quiet testimony across the centuries. Death has been undone. And for those who enter the mystery with faith, the dawn of Easter comes to rise. Let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, in the silence of the empty tomb, you revealed the triumph of life over death. Open our eyes as you opened the eyes of the beloved disciple, that we may see the signs of your presence in our lives, even when we do not yet fully understand. Strengthen our faith when we stand before mystery, and teach us to trust the quiet work of your grace. May the light of your resurrection dispel every darkness within us and fill our hearts with enduring hope. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this Easter message, I invite you to return here each day during the Easter season, when we will consider a passage from the daily gospel and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and each day as a child of the resurrection, and may God always keep you safe. Amen.